As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome, and those numbers are posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold, precious metals, currencies, and the crude oil pummeled as the U.S. dollar climbs. We'll talk about that. Fair tax, legal plunder by any other name with our guest, Vicki Davis. That'll be the main focus today. Taxes, we're going to talk about taxes. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $10.10 at $1,147.50 an ounce. Silver off 23 cents in early trading at $17.94 an ounce. Platinum loses $2 in trading, $1,437 an ounce. And palladium up $1 at $373. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,141.50 for a low, $1,165.80 for a high. At $1,147.50, your gold is up $376 year to year for a 48.74% return on your investment in that precious metal. London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,164.25. You can see we're trading well below that now. Yesterday, in the stock market, the Dow closed up 1 point at 10,390. The NASDAQ closed off 5 at 2190. The S&P was off 3 at 1103. Crude oil this morning down 88 cents a barrel, trading at 73.05. And that U.S. dollar index, wow, how are they even doing this? Up 35 basis points now at 76.08. In the foreign exchange markets, the Canadian dollar is running 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 8 cents U.S. The euro trades for $1.48. The British pound, $1.63. And the venerable Swiss franc at 98 cents. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in, close out that market report for Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $10.10, although Bloomberg said it was down 1580. But it's trading at $1,147.50. Silver was off 23 cents at $17.94. Of course, if you go up to www.kitco.com, look at the charts, you'll see that the ETFs were most likely in the market again this morning. Just came in there and crashed it down and dropped it about $20. But we're going to see more and more of that. Again, the Dow Jones closed up yesterday 1 point at 10,390. The NASDAQ off 5 at 2190. The S&P off 3 at 1,103. The culprit on all of this, down decline day. The U.S. dollar index up 35 basis points, trading above 76 at 76.08. In the bond market, the two-year bonds are down again, 0.70. Lots of free money out there, cheap money. The 10 years, 3.36% is the 3.36 is the yield. The 30-year at 4.34. And the mortgage market this morning, the decline continues in the mortgage rates, down from 4.70% from, I should say, down from 4.70%. The 15-year mortgage is at 4.51% this morning, and the 30-year down from 5.13 is at 5.01. Well, that's the market report for today. And without any further ado, I'm going to get my throat ready here. I want to welcome Vicki Davis back to Become Vocal Local. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will.
Well, I just have to get my bridle out and throw the saddle over the back here because my tongue just doesn't want to participate in this broadcast this morning. But, well, what else is new? You've got a lot on the deck this morning for us on your website, www.channelingreality.com, folks. If you look on the homepage of Vicki's website, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. You can click on that link, and it'll take you to the various documents and material that we're going to look at today throughout the course of the broadcast. We're talking about taxes. Global taxation is the way she styled it here. The fair tax part two, harmonization, privatization, payroll taxes. Wow. Vicki, where do you want to start?
Well, yeah, taxes, everybody's favorite subject, right?
That's it.
Well, back in about 2005, I was just sitting doing what I was doing, and I don't know if a hearing came on or what, but anyway, something triggered me to start looking at this fair tax. It may have been an email that I got, you know, promoting the idea, because back in 2005, there was a major push, you know, to go to this, to something called the fair tax, and a new taxing scheme that was supposed to be the answer to all of our problems. And so I started looking into it, and I wrote this web page, fair warning on the fair tax, because a lot of times the way things are marketed, they sound really good, but when you start digging into the details, you see we're jumping, you know, from the fire into the frying pan here.
Absolutely, and I know that I don't recall the day either, but I do recall listening to a radio broadcast. One of the various hosts on either shortwave or on internet radio had the authors on presenting this idea. So I went ahead and I responded. They were either giving the books away or they had a contest. In any event, I won and I got the book. They sent it to me. I read the book, was not impressed, sent them back a flurry of emails or letters. I can't recall which. But anyway, entered into a little bit of a conversation. But here out of the opening to this book, it says a hardcover edition of this book was published in 2005 by the HarperCollins Publishers. The Fair Tax book was copyrighted in 2005 by Neil Bortz and John Linder, all rights reserved, and so on and so forth. He says this book is dedicated to the tens of thousands of Americans, individuals, and business owners alike who have found their dreams of a better life crushed under the weight of an oppressive tax system that stifles initiative and punishes achievement. So far, so good, Vicki, but there's more to the story than that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole... In order to understand the fair tax, what most people do is that they put their mind in the mode of thinking that it's simply a sales tax, and they think about going to the grocery store or whatever, and, you know, it's a 5% tax, and you really don't notice it. But the fair tax, that's not what this is. I mean, it is a huge tax. So, you know, your 30% that you take out of your paycheck after your deductions, that's one thing, but the fair tax is 30% on every dollar that you spend.
Today we've got this climate change convention going on in Copenhagen, the 15th of these seminars or symposia, COP15, if you will. But for all of us who have been looking at this carefully, the whole idea of they call it cap and trade. Basically, it's a carbon exchange. Received some information, some emails from our dear listener and correspondent, Chris, where she sent a link to something called Terra Pass, which reminds me of the pass that would be necessary for people to enter and hike and backpack and mountain climb in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area, an initiative that I worked very hard to block and did block successfully for several years out in Washington State. But it's the idea of, basically buying and selling carbon credits for yourself. Well, this is another one of these forms of tax. So looking at the Hegelian dialectic, if you will, of course, there's much more to Friedrich Wilhelm Hegel than his dialectic. But in the idea of statist and statism, the dialectic here, we've got a thesis. And then we have an antithesis and we have a synthesis. And so for this discussion, we could have the thesis is that nobody likes the IRS. Nobody likes the Federal Reserve banking system. So there's your thesis. The antithesis is to get rid of it. You could go to a global climate change tax, a carbon credit tax. You could go to a fair tax or any of the other things. The synthesis really is just going to be moving us into a new system of global taxation to accommodate the support globally for the United Nations and the globalist agenda. So there we can expect to have many different people crying out to end the Fed and end the tax and end this and end that. But in the long run, I think we're being led through a dialect. And these fellows, Bortz and Linder, are definitely, I think, part of that dialectic.
No question about it. And what people need to learn to do is to look at function. Don't look at form, look at function. And when they started this fair tax plan, I of course didn't really have a good grasp on global governance. I mean, I may have known that Bill Clinton signed the Millennium Declaration on September 8th, 2000, calling for global governance, but I really didn't have a handle on the whole thing, and I'll finish this on the other side.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Now, sir, I don't recall precisely who said it, but whoever said it spoke well when they said that the power to tax is the power to destroy. And in this idea of the fair tax, it's time. This is a little fluff piece that came along with the book when I received it. It starts out this way. It says the fair tax proposal is a comprehensive plan to replace federal income tax and payroll taxes. The fair tax allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks minus any state income taxes, ends corporate taxes and compliance costs hidden in the retail cost of goods and services, and fully funds the federal government while fulfilling the promise of Social Security and Medicare. I would imagine you could find some holes in that argument, Vicki.
Oh, yeah, I wish I had that in front of me because I could pull that all apart. Number one, the rule for replacing the tax system is that 100% of the revenue that the federal government gets has to be replaced, you know, in terms of the income tax. So that was the original requirement, whether, you know, regardless of the tax system.
So we're really looking at an apples for oranges thing here. We're not reducing the amount of government, the size of government, or the government services. What we're basically trying to do is find a new way to fund it. Would that be a fair synopsis?
That's precisely correct. So when you start, you know, with that as the premise, then when you look at the sales tax, it's a consumption tax. And the amount of the tax must replace dollar for dollar the amount of taxes that they collect now in income taxes. Now, if you look at that statement that he just wrote, he said they will be eliminating the taxes, the income taxes that are embedded into products at the retail level. Okay. Number one, there's no law that there's nothing that says that a corporation is going to pass the savings on to you.
Exactly.
And you know, with the way corporations work, we know they won't. They'll just pocket, you know, that will go into their bottom line profits. So you can throw that out.
From our own studies here on the broadcast on our Economics 101, we find that that's the case anyway. Basically, all of the various and sundry costs of doing business get transferred into the price of the products that are sold, regardless, and any businessman that proceeds along a different line is soon to go broke and be out of business.
Well, right. Okay, but the classic example is the price of a pair of Nike tennis shoes. Nike produces those tennis shoes over in Indonesia or somewhere, and probably their cost is a couple of bucks. But when you go into the store, I mean, you'll pay $100 for a pair of shoes. Their costs went down, but they didn't pass the savings on to you. And it's naive and it's insane, actually, to believe that they would pass the savings, any corporation would pass the savings on to you if they didn't have to.
Absolutely. And then the other part of it is if there was some possible way that the cost to the producer would be diminished by some alternate tax scheme. Now that people have been habituated to anticipate a $100 pair for sneakers, what would be their incentive, Vicki, to charge less than $100 when they knew the market would handle it?
Absolutely none.
I would.
They're not in business to, you know, they're not a charity. They're a business.
Exactly.
You know, so Read that again. Read that statement again. There was something else in there that I wanted to respond to.
Under the Fair Tax Plan, basically it allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks minus any state income taxes, ends corporate taxes and compliance costs hidden in the retail cost of goods and services, and fully funds the federal government while fulfilling the promise of Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, now the compliance costs. Okay, sure. The IRS stops, you know, auditing. You don't have to fill out a form anymore. But all that happens is that the IRS then becomes the monitor, making sure that sales taxes are paid. When you when the lawnmower guy mows your lawn, they're going to check and make sure that he collects the sales tax, or that you pay the sales tax, and that he pays it. So the idea that you'll be eliminating those compliance costs is a fallacy. They'll just change functions, and they'll be in your neighborhood, you know, looking, snipping around your neighborhood rather than, you know, just reading your tax return.
Sure, and without going into the complexity of the material that was presented on last Wednesday's broadcast with Ronald Rowan and Robert Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, when we talked about the Own It All, including you, we have to start from the assumption here, apparently, Bortz and the others, they're starting from the assumption that the Federal Reserve banking system is producing something with value, this piece of paper that they call the fiat dollar, and that there's no relation between the IRS and the Federal Reserve banking system, and they're going to keep those institutions in place, apparently, and just come up with some new face for this fraud.
Oh, they'll have to. You know, because our whole financial system is computerized. You know, the dollars that you carry around in your pocket and the change, that's only a fraction of the, I don't care what you want to call it, the financial instruments that are, that drive our economy. Most money, because I'm not into this whole thing of what money and currency and all of that stuff, but most money exists as digits in a computer.
Exactly.
And it's the Federal Reserve that is the intermediary. They are the central market, if you will, for clearing those digits in the computer.
And that's important because it is one of the principal, one of the main functions of the Federal Reserve banking system is to provide a clearinghouse. We talk about the foreign exchange rates here every day, but it's a clearinghouse for clearing all the checks and the credit card purchases, the debits and things like that, the debits and the credits, and it runs between these banks. And then if the Federal Reserve provides, quote-unquote, monies to the banking institution, and so all of those things are interlocked in order to just end the Fed. It's not quite like pulling out a rotten tooth. There's a whole lot more that would have to be done. But under this fair tax, you continue here and you say, for reasons that will become obvious, there's a big money backing for this proposal, this fair tax plan. According to House Ways and Means Committee member Kevin Brady, Republican out of Texas, at a rally in Houston led by Tom DeLay, this proposal originated in Houston. Brady made this statement, quote, "First, let me thank Tom DeLay for his leadership, as in everything important, nothing of significance occurs in America today without Tom DeLay's leadership, and abolishing the IRS and replacing this income tax code is going to need his leadership, so we can also thank God for Tom DeLay." Well, that's a long stretch, but it gives you an idea.
Right. Well, you know, and if your income is anywhere over $300,000 a year, or, you know, say even $100,000 a year, it will be a good deal for you, because you, chances are that you don't have to spend every dollar you make living. But if every dollar you make right at this moment is spent just struggling to get by, then this fair tax is just going to kill you. It's going to do you right in.
Well, we'll pick that up on the other side of this break, folks. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065. We're talking about the fair tax. How unfair is this? We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for the benefit of the audience listening out there in the radio land that maybe not logged in, logged on this morning, Vicki, maybe you could just give us a thumbnail sketch of what this is. What is the fair tax?
Okay, the idea of the fair tax is that the income tax would be eliminated, and in its place, a sales tax would be applied on all consumption, all transactions, goods, and services. Okay, so on anything that you get done now, you go to the barber, you get a haircut, that's a service. A tax would be applied to that. The sales tax would be applied to the cost of your haircut. If you go see a doctor, the sales tax would be applied on top of your doctor bill. So it would be just a straight across replacement for the income tax.
So okay, everything will go up by the amount of the tax then for all of the people that are buying and selling in the marketplace.
Right.
Okay.
It, all transactions, your utility bill, absolutely everything. Okay, so in order to do that, they came up with a plan for a 23% inclusive sales tax rate. Okay, inclusive, that's one of the deceptions, and that's one of the big clues that these people were being deceptive, is that an inclusive tax rate is actually it's 30%, because the way that it's calculated, it's a mathematical trick. Okay, assume that you're going to buy an item for $10. The sales tax rate on that would be 30, a 23% inclusive rate is actually 30%. Okay, the way it works is that if you have a $10 item and you take 30% of that, that's $3. So the total of the amount is $13. They then take the $3 as a percentage of the $13 to arrive at the 23% rate. So, and that's how they come up with the inclusive rate of 23%.
So it's kind of Enron accounting again.
Exactly. Right. Yes. A complete deception.
And when you mentioned earlier in the previous segment, too, the idea about the difference or the disparities, if you will, between those with a substantial income and those with a minor income, you've got people out there, I noticed on Bloomberg this morning when I was looking at the news, that are, you know, complaining at AIG about being paid less than $500,000 a year salary. And so, obviously, if you're making $500,000 a year, unless you're just an absolute spendthrift and you're out there just, you know, throwing it everywhere, your fixed costs are likely proportionally to be far lower than, let's say, somebody that's living in a one-bedroom apartment someplace with two children, a wife, and a meaningless job. Most all of their income goes into these things they would have to buy. So there's a huge difference there in who's going to pay the biggest truck on the taxation percent-wise.
Right. This tax system is reverse Robin Hood. It pushes the burden of taxation onto the backs of the lower and middle class.
Who least can afford it?
Who least can afford it. That's exactly right. Okay, now what they do is that they say, well, because we know there are poor people, what we will do is give people a prebate check, which means they're going to give you a check at the beginning of the year calculated based on the poverty level as a rebate for the sales taxes that you're going to have to pay.
Oh, so you're going to give somebody that's living on $10,000 or less a $1,200 check. It's going to come in the mail. How long do you think that $1,200 check is going to last, Vicki? It's going to be a bottle of scotch, four cartons of cigarettes, new Nike pair of tennis shoes, bingo, gone.
Right. Well, and it's based on the poverty level income and not on the level of spending. Now, one thing that we know about the United States today is that paychecks have not kept up with the cost of living, and people have been living on credit, and that's because their paycheck doesn't cover the living expenses that it costs to live in this country.
Well, part of that obviously is done by the media as well. I mean, everyone expects or anticipates this instant gratification that they would immediately be able to come out of college and buy a $250,000 home and a $40,000 twin pair of automobiles for husband and wife to go working in, and all of the trappings that go with it, plus a whole house full of furniture and so on and so forth. And, you know, everybody just, I suppose, feels as though they're entitled to all of this and this good life. And so they go massively into debt to do this. So, you know, that's got to figure into this thing as well.
Well, that's only one certain class of people that goes to college, which I think is only like 30%. You've got 70% of the people that don't go to college, that get out of school, and, you know, they're just, you know, looking for a job and to be able to pay a rent and maybe keep a car running. And so, you know, I don't think we can apply that everybody wants to the entire population, because that's just simply one segment. And it's a smaller percentage than the median.
A large enough segment to have collapsed the mortgage market.
Actually, it was the subprime people that did that, the subprime loans. And I don't think that the... Of course, you know, people do want that stuff. Sure they do. But expectations for that kind of thing... The expectation was given to those people by the mortgage lenders.
And the government, and Bush. Everybody should have a house.
Yeah. Everybody should have a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, it drops back down to a distinction between those things in life that we need, which can be enumerated on a notepad, and those things in life that a person might want, which there will be never enough pencils and paper to write out the list. So going back into this process, they marketed this fair tax book, and you continue here. It says the marketing of this plan is well underway. And again, you wrote this, what, in 2005 or thereabouts?
2005.
Uh-huh. Okay. A PAC, a political action committee, the Americans for Fair Taxation, had been established. A book was written, and I have a copy of it here in front of me on my desk, titled The Fair Tax Book. And your suspicions at the time were confirmed that Aaron Russo's documentary, The America Freedom to Fascism, on the unconstitutionality of the 16th Amendment was a propaganda move to generate grassroots support for the elimination of the income tax for an unstated purpose. The timing of the movie is just too coincidental to the marketing of the fair tax proposal for the movie and the fair tax proposal to not be related, according to your research. So the confirmation for you then was on the Americans for Fair Tax Taxation website, and here's how you back that up. The fair tax proposal integrates such features as a progressive national retail sales tax, dollar for dollar revenue replacement, and a rebate to ensure that no American pays such federal taxes up to the poverty level. Included in the fair tax plan is the repeal of the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. The fair tax allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks minus any state income taxes, ends corporate states, and we've read that. So one of the other parts of this problem, and I think you're probably not far off in this, when we talk about the freedom to fascism, I have copies of it. Certainly many people pressed them into my palms. I didn't buy a single one, didn't go looking for it, and didn't look at it online, but I received several copies of it through the Ron Paul movement. Then we have the end the Fed process. We've got the fair tax people out here. We've got the value-added tax people out here. Obviously, everybody's talking and everybody's looking, but again, it just feels too much like a dialectic for me to get wildly excited about it.
Right, and that's exactly what it was. And that's why I said you have to look at function and not form, because they can change the form as much as they want to. And there's a quote that you always give, you know, about it doesn't matter what's real. It only matters what you believe is real. And so and that's what this whole marketing campaign was, and the Fed and the IRS. It was for the implementation of this sales tax, which, as I found out afterwards, after I wrote this, and, you know, maybe a year or so later, turns out that this actually is the global tax. Okay, now when you're looking at systems and you're redesigning systems, you're looking to have one system that works for everybody. In terms of a global system of taxation,
we'll have to pick that up on the other side. There you go, Vicki. We'll be right back, folks.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have returned once again, and we can also understand from our authors of the Own It All, including you, that if we look at these taxes in their from their lens, that we can see them as basically tariffs on using a foreign product, that Federal Reserve note, that toxic slime that touches everything that we put our hands to, no doubt about that. Also, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, taxes are compulsory contributions levied to meet the needs of government. Although usually paid in money, sometimes they're paid in service or in kind. The authors write here, there are two usages of the word that must be distinguished in their broader content. Taxes include fees, tolls, special assessments, and licenses, but in their narrower content, they're restricted to revenues, which are based upon ability. The term taxes being used largely in contradistinction to licenses, which are based upon specific benefit. As the benefit becomes increasingly specific, the license character of a governmental revenue becomes increasingly pronounced, and then the power of taxation, even in its broadest concept, is, however, but one power under which responsible government may take property from individuals under the exercise of its sovereign powers. And once again, the power to tax is the power to destroy. This is a taking of property just as sure as if they were enforcing eminent domain upon our properties. Vicki?
Right. Okay, now put yourself in the mind of a systems designer who is designing global systems. You've got, I don't know, 164 countries, and each one of those countries has a different system of taxation. And you know that the United States and the European Union, of course, they all have the most complex system of taxation. In order to standardize your taxation the world over, you could either do a flat tax based on income, but then you've got the problem of the difference in values of currencies, or you could just put a straight tax on consumption. Whatever the consumption is, that's what you tax. And then your tax collectors become the retailers, which, you know, reduces the problem that you have of dealing with individuals. You're dealing with corporations, because the multinational corporations actually control the vast majority of business. So it's, you know, from a global systems designer point of view, the consumption tax is a much easier tax to deal with. And it's something that you can standardize across all countries.
Excuse me. Absolutely. And the this idea of this cap and trade, this carbon footprint, this carbon tax, would fit the bill in that regard. Also, Joan Vian, in her book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, she brought up her analysis from the Agenda 21, which is basically a tax based upon your inputs and your outtakes. And so if we can balance that on a global level and reduce it down to something simple like carbon credits or inputs and outputs, if you can develop the information technology to a refined level through the use of URLs or IPs or whatever these various and sundry ways of tracking and tracing everyone would be, then you could get down to a point where you could harmonize or balance internationally, globally, all of the inputs and the outputs, no matter what measure that you use to guide yourself, but it would be a system of global taxation under one head, and this fair tax may very well be an opening door to that. One of the things they say again here in this preface is that this book was about a 133-page tax reform bill, then current, before the House Ways and Means Committee, that would replace ostensibly the more than 60,000 pages of IRS rules and regulations. Continues, it says, the idea is simple, easy to understand, workable, and above all, fair. It'll revolutionize the American economy, you know, the Ron Paul revolution. It'll revolutionize the American economy and begin a new wave of freedom around the globe. Would that be freedom works, perhaps, folks? So these are things that I think that you're right when you look at from the dialectic standpoint. These grassroots movements started back, may very well have started right back here in 2005 with this fair tax proposal.
Yeah, well, and I'm not sure that it actually started then, but certainly that's when I picked up on it.
Well, think of the Tea Party, you know, organization, Taxed Enough Already. You know, that's what T stands for, Taxed Enough Already. And so, if we're taxed enough already, and we want to end the Fed, and we're tired of this, then what the people are calling, you know, the people spoke. They speak when they vote, right? The people spoke. And the government responded. The people said they were tired of all of this egregious taxation, and so the government gives them a new form of taxation.
Right. And you know what? This is very similar to Prop 13 in concept. And I happened to be living in California at the time when Prop 13 came up for a vote, and I voted on it. And, you know, my thinking at the time, I voted yes on it, and my thinking at the time was that, you know, what we were going to be doing is holding down the expenses of government, because we expected that the government would live within their means. Wrong.
Wrong.
You know. Yeah. They just, you know, kept expanding, and the people who bought new houses after Prop 13, their taxes went way up. The only people that benefited were the people that owned a home at the time, and that stayed in that home.
Well, can we ever really expect government to be anything other than like the people that they claim or to represent? You know, you give people a checkbook with an open end on it, and they'll splurge and, you know, go out and spend and buy just like a bunch of drunken sailors. You give the same power to government, they're going to do the same. So all of this stuff, again, you know, these are all various and sundry ways of getting around to this long-held desire. And we're going to see a lot of this come out of this Copenhagen conference. They're trying to get into a situation where they can impose a global tax. They tried it with the jacking up the gasoline in the United States and the other developed countries. And what they found was is that people quit driving their cars. So that didn't work. You know, those people that were stuck in a job where they had to go, they continued, but there was a cessation of useless driving. There was no more of a cruising on Friday night. People just stopped. And so we can watch as the price of crude oil has fluctuated ever since then, but it still today is down 88 cents. They just got a glut of oil worldwide. We reported on that this week when we were talking about Dubai. So they have to come up with something that people can't sidestep. And so this is just another one of the ways that they can do it, where no matter what it is that you buy, no matter what it is that you sell, whether it's goods or services, there would be a tax added at that point, and everyone would have to pay to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if the problem is, you know, with something like this, is that you have to think it through on every single expenditure that you not only have now, but that you're likely to have. Plus, you can't just think for yourself. You have to think about everybody else, too. And that's something that just absolutely drives me wild about people on the Internet. You know, the ones that are promoting this kind of thing is that they only look through their own sphere, their own view in life. And they say, oh, this is good for me. And they don't think about other people. Well, if you're going to propose and support solutions that affect everybody, you better darn well, you know, think about everybody, think about how it's going to affect them, because whether you like it or not, you know, we're all kind of living in this fishbowl together. And if you economically devastate one particular group, there's going to be a solution for it. Whatever the solution is, you're likely to not like it.
Well,
you know?
It goes back to the idea of individual solutions for global problems, a theme that I've advanced on numerous occasions. We need to understand this bigger picture. And certainly, you know, you might be able to find out some way of being able to get your particular county sheriff or your city policeman to stop pulling your car over because you don't have license plates or a driver license. But that's an individual solution for a global problem. What we really need to do is to move toward the time where we can actually take that license plate and throw it in the garbage along with the driver license for all, and just be done with it and have a global solution to that global problem. Anyway, we'll be back right after the top of the hour break, folks. 2 minutes, and we'll start hour number two. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It is Tuesday, visiting as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with our very competent independent researcher, Vicki Davis. We're going to continue along the line of this fair tax and tax issues and tax ideas and solutions for the duration of the broadcast. Certainly your calls would be welcome at 866-841-1065. And if you're in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in toll free for you at 512-904-8014. But internationally, around America, around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Let me just hand it back to you, Vicki.
Okay, now one of the provisions in this fair tax that didn't make any sense at the time and during the Ways and Means hearing or Budget Committee hearing when they were talking about this, they admitted it didn't make any sense, but they didn't explain it. And that is the provision that the federal government would have to pay a sales tax to itself and on all expenditures, including defense. Okay, now if you look at the budget of the federal government and the amount of money that we spend on defense, and they are going to be charging the government a sales tax on their expenditures. Now, why would that be? It would be because the federal government is not a producer. Okay, the only exemptions were for corporations that manufacture or produce something. I mean, that's ostensibly it, but basically, if you think about the accounting of government, you know, you've got all of these departments, and when they buy something, they would have to pay the sales tax on that. And so if you're only looking at a closed system of the federal government, you'd say, well, that's really stupid. You know, all you're doing is just an accounting entry in the books, but there is no real money spent. So that alone was a big clue that there was more to this plan that they weren't telling us. Okay, but when I found out about the Canadian Goods and Services Tax, the GST, which not coincidentally is the same thing as the fair tax, it's a tax on all consumption, then the understanding comes that the fair tax actually is the global tax, and the reason why the federal government has to pay the sales tax is because they are going to be paying the global government.
Right.
which is what turns the government of the United States effectively into a corporation. They are no longer a government.
Well, they have been a government for a long time and have been a corporation, and their statute and rules and regulation, code of federal regulation, all that, CFRs and statutes that'll show that, but they're a corporation. Then all of the various and sundry agencies are corporations as well. Ostensibly, they would be paying a tax on the things that they've procured for government. Of course, that's another tax on the people. Also, in this fluff piece that came along with the book, if you recall, as we began the broadcast, not only did they say that the fair tax allows Americans to keep 100% of their paychecks, and then they say in parenthetically, minus any state income taxes. And so we now have at least there's a point of discovery in all of this where they're starting to recognize that the states have a power to tax constitutionally, separate from the federal government. The federal government has certain jurisdictional areas that it can control. It has overstepped those bounds through the creation of the administrative state, the fourth branch of government. And so the plot just thickens, folks. And this is one of the reasons why these ideas like the fair tax just fall flat on their face with respect. And we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 8th, 2009, 2-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting again as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis. I'm going to go back to Frederick Bastiat here temporarily or briefly from The Law, the classic blueprint for a just society, Bastiat, The Law, where he writes under the heading of Property and Plunder, man can live and satisfy his wants only by ceaseless labor, by the ceaseless application of his faculties to natural resources. This process is the origin of property. But he continues and he writes this, but it is also true that a man may live and satisfy his wants by seizing and consuming the products of the labors of others. This process is the origin of plunder. And then continuing, he says, men naturally rebel against the injustice of which they are victims. Thus, when plunder is organized by law for the profit of those who make the law, all the plundered classes try somehow to enter, by peaceful or revolutionary means, into the making of laws. And so we've got this pluralistic society that we live within, Vicki, where all of the various and sundry groups are like so many birds sitting on a wire cheeping in the morning sun waiting to be fed by their parents, you know. And so the NGOs have convened in Copenhagen, and they're going to be cheeping up on the wire. They want to be fed. And in order for the papa birds, the big birds, the mama birds, to feed all their little baby birds, they're going to have to plunder us to get the feeding for the little ones. And so the developed countries are going to be in the hot seat here this week as decisions are made about how we will then support more of the developing nations. But back to this issue about the fair tax, it then continues here in this little fluff piece. It says no federal sales tax up to the poverty lien level means progressivity like today's tax system. To ensure no American pays tax on necessities, the fair tax plan provides a prepaid monthly rebate. We spoke of that earlier. For every registered household, notice the word registered there, to cover the consumption tax spent on necessities up to the federal property poverty level. This is how the fair tax completely untaxes the poor, lowers the tax burden on most, while making the overall rate progressive. Now, I want to just jump in on that right here and remind all listeners, and of course those that have listened to this broadcast since its inception on Oracle and other networks, understand this concept. That the idea of the war between labor and the bourgeoisie, between the working class, the wage earners, and the middle class, actually the capitalists, the people that are actually creating wealth, building jobs, making jobs, factories, etc., this war is being directed from the top, not from the bottom. And so understand that if there is a desire to tax out of existence or through the EPA regulate out of existence businesses, it is solely for the purpose of concentrating the ability to produce and all wealth and fewer hands nearer and nearer at the top. And anything like this fair tax system that would effectively make that happen, you're using the mass, the power of the masses against the capitalist, if you will, in order to effect the permanent revolution. But back to you, Vicki.
Yeah. Well, what I consider this fair tax to be is a slave tax. Because if you're one of the upper income people, you're paying tax on everything you make. And we can argue the fairness of that or not. And but that's beside the point, you know. We're talking about this fair tax, and at around a level of about $135,000, the fair tax on the wealthy, if they have the fair tax, their tax burden goes down.
Right. That's why I brought it up the way that I did, Vicki, because what this and so many other proposals do, who are they aiming at when they wrote this book? I mean, they said right here, we know this book seems rather short. It's not 300 pages long. Well, that's exactly as it should be. So take it to the cash register and buy it anyway. This book is about liberation. It's about it's a book about replacing personal and corporate income taxes, death taxes, payrolls, and so on and so forth. But what they're doing here is they've written basically a book in simple English, short sentences. And who is this aimed for? Is this aimed for a Wall Street exec? Is this aimed for the ML of GE? No, this is aimed at the people. And so by getting the people excited in this scheme, they'll stand out there like the little birds on the wire and call for it, call it into existence, only to discover later that it really puts all the burden on them and takes the burden off those at the top.
That's right. I mean, if you really want to hurt the young families of the next generation, yeah, pass the fair tax, because you're going to hurt them so bad that, you think they're struggling now. Just wait, you know, until you tax every dollar that they spend.
Yeah, it's the idea of bringing us all down to the level of a Bolivian peasant, and you can do that through taxation. So you have the semblance of prosperity, at least ostensibly. You know, you've got this shell of a house in some, you know, suburb someplace, and you're living in there with a candle. But you've got the semblance of some prosperity. You've got a car out in the driveway, but you can't afford to drive it because the cost of taxing a licensing, register, insurance, and gasoline and all the rest of it's so high. You've got all these semblance of prosperity, but at the end of the day, are we any better off than the Bolivian peasant?
You know? Well, we have running water, so I like that, and I like electricity. Yeah. I like heat in the wintertime.
Yeah. Wait until they get the cap and trade done.
Well, yeah, they're going to fix that, and that brings up the next point, actually. On Capitol Hill now, all these major reform packages that they're doing and that they have been doing for the past number of years, all of those are intended to facilitate the development of the global governance system, passing off functions of the federal government or reorganizing them in such a way to harmonize with the global systems. Okay, and there are three taxes that have been proposed recently that are really the incremental implementation of the fair tax. Because they could never sell the idea of the fair tax. I mean, they were not successful in selling the idea of the fair tax just at one fell swoop. So what they're doing now is they are implementing it incrementally. And recently, Nancy Pelosi, she proposed a tax on stocks, bonds, and other financial transactions. That is a global tax. And that was part of the fair tax, is that all financial transactions would be taxed.
And this isn't even just an assumption on your part, basically. CNSnews.com, the right news right now. This article that you've posted here, this is new news. This is December the 7th, 2009. Pelosi endorses, quote, global tax, close quote, on stocks, bonds, and other financial transactions. We'll pick that up on the other side of this break. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. We'll be right back, folks.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Mm-hmm.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again going into this article off of CNS News, CNSNews.com. Pelosi endorses global tax on stocks, bonds, and other financial transactions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed the idea of a global tax on stock trades and other financial transactions, saying the estimated $150 billion in annual revenue from such a tax could be used to help fund more stimulus spending. Robin from Peter to PayPal. At her weekly press briefing on Thursday, Pelosi said the financial transactions tax, and folks, here's the number if you got a pencil handy, the financial transactions tax, H.R. 4191, currently before Congress, this is new news, would have to be made quote-unquote global to keep U.S. investors from taking their business overseas and out of taxable reach. The House Speaker said that a transaction tax could be imposed in conjunction with congressional efforts to divert funds from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, with funds from both going to fund a second stimulus package. And then it continues, I believe that the transaction tax still has a great deal of merit, Pelosi told reporters. The concern that many of us or others have had is that it will send transactions overseas. Well, what do you know about that, Vicki?
Well, you know what? This tax is, it demonstrates the how the implementation of systems works. With the financial services companies, they don't really feel a need to have an intermediate step, you know, whereby the money goes to the U.S. government. They can go just right straight to the global governance system directly with that, and they expect that the vast majority of taxpayers out here will be saying, yeah, let's stick it to those wealthy people that do those big transactions.
And yeah, let's go ahead and slap the capitalist again, you know, but that's the capitalist, as I keep bringing up, is the one that provides the work. Let's go ahead, have the workers of the world unite, slap down the capitalists, the bourgeoisie, and then they'll find themselves, you know, not just at the level of a Bolivian peasant, but perhaps even worse, Pedro and his donkey. But these kind of things, I think one of the areas that you bring out that most haven't is a better understanding of the IT background of this GIS, GPS, global governance system. And that beast system is absolutely dependent upon this global funny money created out of thin air digital wealth transfer scheme. And this is another one of those kinds of ways of doing that. In order to finance the developing countries, we need to continually go after all of those that actually produce wealth and tax the snake's knot out of them to be able to support these developing countries. But when we go into this developing country and look, they're the very same companies that are supposedly being taxed in America, raising the cost and transferring the cost to the people here or in Germany or any place in Western Europe, those self-same companies then appear in those foreign countries. They then become the recipients of this global tax. They're over there building windmill farms.
Well, the problem with this whole thing is, they do want to redistribute wealth from our country to the poor countries, but they want to do it, you know, by going through the capitalist system, which means that people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Ted Turner, you know, all these big players that make a lot of money, they're all going to be taking a huge cut out of it. So they're trying to use the capitalist system to develop the poor countries, and they're trying to have a mix and match system, a communist system, redistribution of wealth, but yet still have incentive for people to work and produce.
Yeah, it's not actually going to give the people in Togo or Lesotho cleaner water to drink or anything else. As I said, what the corporation is taxed here, that corporation, either under the same or another name, appears in one of these quote-unquote developing countries. They then become the recipient of international grants and aid made right back to them. They set up their own despot, tin pod dictatorships there, using those funds, and then they continue development. So, I mean, you could go back to the East India Company. You can start any place you want, you know, in our colonies. But it's this revolving door of finances. But we, the people, due to the higher price of everything from electricity to automobiles, we're the ones that actually have to underwrite this because the cost of all of it is passed along to the consumer. On the other end, they're the ones then that gain the pluralistic control of these developing countries by bringing in economic development zones there. You see,
right.
See the line of reasoning?
Oh, yeah. Well, and when you look at what actually happens, the reality of what happens is like what happened in Bolivia. I think it was Bechtel that went down there and got a contract to manage their water system. It was privatized because part of this whole global system is that everything is privatized. And so private corporations, profit-making corporations, can buy it up. And the thesis behind that is that profit-making corporations can run things more efficiently and better, and resources are utilized better. Well, yeah, you know what they did. They went to those poor people down in Bolivia. They took over the water system, and they jacked up the rates 100% or more.
Yeah. And you brought out Stonebridge to the audience's attention, and in the past I've talked about Tavistock Institute, and there are others, Brookings Institution. These are they style themselves consultancies, folks. And so the consultancies go in, and they consult with these developing nations, businesses, and governments, and they develop schemes, basically, to come in and reorganize banks, reorganize development, reorganize resources. Look at what just happened is going down in Dubai, same sort of a thing. The Rothschilds stepped back into the picture. They may have been in the picture underwriting the development of all these palm tree islands in the first place, but nevertheless, the cherry here, the plum, is Dubai Ports World, the largest port authority on the planet. But in all of these small communities, in these small towns, and in these small developing countries, if you will, even if they're huge, these consultancies come in and they reorganize on a new model the government. And it always is that Soviet collectivist type of a model with all control in few hands at the top.
Yeah, and that's the way that the globalized virtual government will be. All power will be centralized, and I don't know, it's kind of looking like maybe that's in Brussels, because our government is handing over power as quickly as they can. They basically are dissolving our government. And
there's certainly a huge computing system over there, isn't there? What is it, the Beast computer?
The Beast, I think, yeah, over in CERN.
And we have down here in southwest Missouri, not far distant from where I'm at right now this morning, the big IT center for at least one of them, a principal one near the headquarters of the Walmart company. They're headquartered out of Bentonville, Arkansas, and in McDonald County, Missouri. They built the IT center for that, and it was a huge climate-controlled thing, too. So, you know, we've got these centers built probably all around the world, and very few are aware of them, but it is a system. And we've got Brian from Arizona. Brian is called in. Just stay on the line, Brian. I'll bring you up right after the break. But, folks, it's a big picture. I think we need to keep our minds wrapped around the greater picture and not get too focused on what's happening right here. Right now.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And certainly from the time of the last turn of the century, if we could put it that way, we've had a drive towards the harmonization or making uniform all law. And we've had this for a long time, whether you look at Juris Civilis come in from the time of Rome, pick up Lex Mercatorio, the natural law, the common law, stare decisis, etc. But the idea of harmonizing the laws, you're not going to be able to have a global system without a global system of law and a global financial marketplace at the same time. So Vicky's got another link up there for us today, this North American Union Harmonizing Laws, where she begins with a definition. I like to do that myself, where it's a transitive verb, harmonize, a transitive verb. It makes systems agree. To make rules, regulations, or systems similar or in accord with each other. Harmonization means moving to an international rule set, which in reality means moving from U.S. sovereign rule of law to law mandated by an unelected, unaccountable, and virtually invisible international organization. Vicki?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Is Brian on the line, or did he go?
No, he dropped.
Oh, okay.
Certainly welcome to call back in, Brian.
Okay, I just didn't want to forget about him. Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what's happening, and all this reform legislation is doing precisely that. It's changing our government, our way of doing things, to harmonize with the global system as they have defined it. Now, in this list on my website, on the link, Become Vocal Local, if you go to that page, I have a link down here called Virtual Government. And what you find in a lot of my writing is that I'm doing the analysis as I go, you know, putting the pieces together as I find them and trying to link them all up. Now, the one thing that is really important in this document called Virtual Government is, and I'll read this for you. It says, today, I read a commentary by Nick Nichols titled, Is Corporate Socialism's Trojan Horse Running Lame? It seems that Mr. Nichols found the UN Global Compact, which is an agreement with corporations to follow principles contained in UN treaties that in the past only governments signed. And I have a quote from it. The Global Compact appears to be an attempt by the UN to capitalize on the corporate social responsibility movement and circumvent the sovereignty of its member nations. Okay, the revelation that I got from that is, my immediate thought was, after reading this, no, what they are doing is treating corporations as virtual nations.
Absolutely, absolutely, and legal fictions at that. We've got to do have a caller from New York. Always like to get his call, William from New York. Good morning, William.
Morning, how are you?
Doing fine. Yourself?
Well enough. Getting ready for a little bike ride. But I was listening and had an observation. It's about the word privatization. And while it's not being used in a deceptive way here, I think as it's bandied about it in arguments, it presents a false paradigm or a false reality. And the solution for privatization is just to is some sort of communism or socialism, when really what we're talking about is corporatization. And when it comes to something that's private, that's like me. I'm completely private. a corporation isn't private because it is legislated into existence. Whereas me, I didn't need a government for my existence. And I think if we ever get to the point where we can look at these problems and come up with solutions, we have to keep that distinction in mind.
Well, how would you, William, get back to the point where you are, let's say, a sovereign man, a free man on the land? How would you be able to get out from underneath the corporate identity of you, all caps, William from New York, all caps?
That's a good question, because I've never actually researched this. I've only heard a little bit about it, but I just know the direction that I want to head in.
Right.
He makes an excellent point, and he's exactly right, because privatization implies just turning over government, getting rid of government. But the other half of that is implied, but nobody ever talks about, is the fact that it is corporatization, and that the function doesn't go away. It's just that a corporation, a private profit-making corporation, takes it over.
Well, let's talk about, just briefly, in the very same line, the difference between form and substance, and what happens when you have something that has both form and substance. Here in Missouri, it can be legally defined and surveyed in as a piece of terra firma, ground, which was admitted into the union, if you will, as Missouri. And the other side of it is the state of Missouri, which is a corporate identity, which it has form only, it has no substance. And so on the one hand, we have the form and the substance, William from New York, and then on the other side, we have the form only, which is the all caps you, or the all caps me, or even the all caps US, you know. So we've got this problem that needs to be resolved. Some of this has to do with the way that the finances are set up. But we do, as you said, William, we do have this corporatism, the corporate ID, and then at the same time, one of the differences between the legal fictions is you can't put your finger on GE, but I could put my finger on the chest of William from New York.
Right. Well, let me ask a quick question then. What would be the obligations of, say, William in all caps from New York?
Well, William,
these are legal definitions.
Yeah, William, all caps from,
okay, go ahead. Sorry.
From the state of New York, is a basically a corporate creature that was created under the Articles of Amendment after the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, where everybody came up to the same level of servitude, if you will. And so that distinction right there, and because you use the Federal Reserve banking products, you then become basically a perpetual debt slave, a bond slave, to this corporation. And so in order to separate yourself out from that, you basically have to turn your back on everything that it is to have anything to do with this beast system. Which,
you know what?
I don't know anybody that could do that yet. Vicki, go ahead.
Something that really is really upsetting to me is that we are being drawn into legalese.
Yes.
I am a person. I am a human being. Oh. And this whole corporatist system is, we are kind of being drawn into the corporatist system where they have to define all entities in a legalistic way.
Absolutely, and this is part of this fraudulent conversion. This is the fraudulent concealment that's going on. This is completely
right.
And I would change what you stated, Vicki, and I would say that if I were Vicki speaking, I would say I am a woman, and I am not a person. That's the legal entity. I am not a human being. That's the politically socialized creature. But I am a woman. And I stand on the ground, the earth, and I'm right here, and I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and I strongly resent the imposition and the concealment of this fraudulent legalistic system that wants to create a slave out of me. I am free, remain free, and I will fight for my freedom until I die. Is that kind of...
Yeah. Well, and that what you
okay.
just said there... Go ahead, William.
Vicki, I loved the way that you just stated the entire problem, because this notion of legalese and your definition of legal terms is underneath the banner of privatization that is being used to slip this corporatization under the rug, and I'd never heard anyone say it that way before. So I just want to thank you for it.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. You know, sometimes when I get upset, the best things come out of my mouth. You know, but this whole system, you know, whereby we have to be careful what we call ourselves because it means something in the law. I reject all of that. You know, I am a person. I'm a human being, and that's it. And you can, you know, take all this legalese and you do you know what with it. And the thing is, with government, people have forgotten what is the purpose of government. The government exists to serve the people. Corporations exist to serve an elite minority.
Usually they're stockholders, they're bondholders. Folks, we'll be right back. William, you're welcome to stay on the line. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
we've returned once again, and so if we do visualize or think of the United States as a corporation, if we think of our states and our counties and our towns rightly as corporations, and if we can think of it from the standpoint that these are indestructible, immutable, everlasting legal persons with all of the rights of people, they're legal fictions and yet transnational, then this idea of virtual nations comes into full fright, I could say.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have the idea of the global governance system, we know it's all about the computer systems. That's the way they're going to run it. And if you think about a corporation as a sovereign virtual nation, and everything as a corporation, then basically what that reduces you to is a slave.
Yep.
You are a slave to the corporation that that runs the locality where you live. You are a slave to the corporations that you buy from, that you work for. Calling yourself a corporate entity and trying to play this game of corporatism with these people, you lose. I mean, because you become a slave. It puts you on par, on the same level playing field as with ExxonMobil. Well, are you equal to ExxonMobil? I don't think so.
No, you're not. But to fail to recognize your legal status would be a tragic error. But in this discussion here, if we can think of the idea of raising up the transnational corporations to the level of kings and queens, if you will, sovereign entities on the land and operating globally, we can perhaps understand why this is so very important. The idea of these intergenerational families, this Illuminati body of the Bilderbergs, etc., as they reveal themselves as corporations, they are operating with certain sovereignties and certain immunities that an individual, a male or a female, a man or a woman, cannot have on this planet. So they're given the grace by the grace of the little g gods. They've given the grace to serve as sovereigns on this planet. And as we see them warring amongst each other, the banks are eating themselves right now. The big corporations, the manufacturers are eating themselves right now. They're being born and reborn in different parts of the country, of the world, but nevertheless, these are the kings and queens of our modern times.
Yeah. You know what? We have to stay on, rather than thinking of them as kings and queens, because you've got to include Bill Gates and Warren Buffett in there too. Now they don't pretend to be royalty per se, but you know what we're looking at is the wealthy elite as a class, and the idea that they're trying to implement is that everything is a corporation. You're a corporation, and we get our equality through the corporate charter. And that's the UN charter, you know, that gives you your rights under rather than having your rights that are inherent in as a birthright.
Well, the rights that are inherent in a birthright demand a recognition of a creator, and this group of people don't recognize that, especially in the post-Darwinian period, unless, you know, governments are instituted among men to preserve the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. When you take all of that out and throw it out of the mix, then you just come back down to the point where, you know, we evolved out of some cesspool slime, and some all animals were created equal, some animals more equal than others. So, you know, we've got mixing of the various philosophies out there. You've got the people that are dusting the pews at the local Baptist church who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and then you've got the people at the top of this pyramid who have no such thoughts in their mind whatsoever.
No, and their goal is to enslave you so that you work for them and it maintains their status and position.
Exactly.
So it's really as simple as that. And I just think it's a very dangerous thing for people to try and play the legal game, legalisms.
Well, only within this particular system, because unless people actually understand the systems that are going down, they have no remedy when they look to the courts. The courts aren't there to remedy them. Courts are there to rape, rob, pillage, burn, or if necessary, incarcerate or take away your life. It's a system of plunder. So you're right in that respect. But at the same time, these are things that are happening. Some people are looking at one apple and some people are looking at another. And I think we all need to be checking out these apples because a lot of them got worms in them.
Right. Well, that's true. And that's why I said we really have to look at function and not form, because they can prepare a marketing package, you know, whatever way works to sell you the idea. And integrity is not an issue. So what you have to do is just, you know, pull off that wrapping paper, get rid of the marketing, and look at the function of what they are trying to do. Okay. Now, one example of that, I also have a link on here for the war tax. Another suggestion that somebody made is that they charge a tax for the war, to pay for the military. Now, in forget what year it was, might have been 2005.
Let me jump right in right there. Let's go to Brian calling in from Arizona before we run out of time. Brian, good morning.
Sovereigns, kings, queens, transvestites, drag queens, they're all a bunch of criminals. There's 350 million of us, and probably that many guns and 10,000 of these scumbag douchebags. What's the problem? They can't come after us all. Stop paying your damn income tax. Don't fill out a confession form. Claim exempt. Stop paying your taxes. Get guns in your house and go to Wally World and get ammo as cheap as you can before it's all gone, and forget about these scumbag transvestite queen douchebags, and send your used douchebag to Washington, return to sender, and cut the chatter. Who cares about, I haven't paid taxes for 27 years. 27 years. Goodbye.
I think Brian's a hater.
Brian might be a hater.
I'm kidding, Brian. That was a joke.
Yeah, we've been talking about forming a new club this morning. We'd be the hate club. Anyway, y'all can find something to dislike in this system. There's no doubt about it.
I completely sympathize with his frustration and anger.
Yeah. I mean, Brian calls in often, and he's got good threads to offer. I mean, as long as you continue to feed the beast, if you lie down in bed at the end of the day, folks, with the beast, don't be surprised if you get raped or mutilated or murdered before morning. You got to stay out of that bed. You know, keep your head up, keep alert, stay awake, pay attention, do your homework, but don't get into bed with this beast. But as we've talked about on this broadcast and on many others and other networks and other people, it is so difficult to stay free from this beast system. I mean, these guys are lawyers. Most of them have thought for centuries of how to build this trap. And even with the information technology and that system, the smart grid, GIS, GPS, global governance, and all that, they've just about covered every single base. And we are following along basically behind the eight ball, late to the game. And yet, at the same time, through the synergy, if you will, of all of the researchers working all around the world, we're making great strides on the Internet. But anyway, Vicki, I really do appreciate your getting up early this morning. I know Tuesday was a surprise for you. There's lots of information on our website, folks. It's www.channelingreality.com. We haven't covered all of the topics yet. There's more here. The article on Pelosi, Nix's, Obey's war tax proposal, that's up there for you to read. We'll get back together again. again on Thursday. We'll cover some more of this or go in a whole new direction. Never know. But, again, I thank you, Vicki. And thanks to the audience for listening. And, folks, if you know anybody that you think might be able to benefit by listening to these broadcasts, let them know that Oracle Broadcasting exists. Send out an email. Let's drive up our numbers and keep this momentum going and growing. And I'll be back again tomorrow morning. We'll go into this even deeper. Again, I thank you all for listening. And until then, good night.
One precinct,
thank you,
one
Will.
County,
bye-bye.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.